proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you. Today, we are pleased to announce that the Everlasting Nation Museum has reopened to the public. This museum first opened in 1978 and recently underwent major renovations for a brand new experience. So, if you have visited the museum in the past, you will definitely want to see it now. I think you will be pleasantly surprised. Now, the purpose of the Everlasting Nation Museum is to promote a biblical understanding of the history of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel through the love of the Messiah. Here, the Bible comes to life in a fresh way as we step back in time to Abraham and take a glimpse into God's future plan for the Jewish people. Walking through the museum, you'll be presented with a miracle nation of Israel that God chose because of His great love for them. Through struggles and blessings, you can see God's hand at work. On our last program, we looked at the significance of the Hebrew Scriptures by seeing a Torah scroll and viewed the Qumran Caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found in 1947. Then, we took a look at the prophetic events of the Fall Feasts of Israel according to Leviticus chapter 23. Now, our tour is almost complete, but I want to take you to our last exhibit featuring God's work in Jewish lives. A question comes to mind: what about the Jewish people today and the nation of Israel? Is God done with the Jews? I hearken back to what Paul said in Romans, God forbid. One day God will restore Israel as a redeemed nation where Jesus the Messiah will rule and reign from Jerusalem. One day, indeed, all Israel will be saved. But what about the Jews today? In this exhibit, we look at the testimonies of Jewish believers through the centuries, such as Alfred Edersheim, Solomon Ginsberg, Felix Mendelssohn, and many more. Also, videos here features Jewish believers in Jesus. But before we go, I want to invite you to come with me into the office of Dr. Jacob Gardenhaus, who founded IBJM in 1949. He was born in Austria and trained to be a rabbi. And after coming to America, his brother was instrumental in leading Jacob to the Lord. God dramatically worked in his heart to begin a work among his own people, the Jewish people. Dr. Gardenhaus's passion was Romans 1:16, that of going to the Jew first and also to the Greek. He could say along with Paul, "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." And I pray that we would have this same passion. Now, this is just a taste of an incredible journey for you as you tour through the Everlasting Nation Museum. Through various displays and artifacts, the Bible will come to life when you visit the Everlasting Nation Museum at International Board of Jewish Missions in Hickson, Tennessee, which is in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. There is much more at this museum that will be a blessing to you. Now, if you are a student of the Bible, you will find this experience a spiritual refreshment. Already, several people have visited the museum, and some are planning to return, bringing family members or their church groups. As you prepare for your visit to the Everlasting Nation Museum, I did want to remind you of a few extra but important things. The museum also houses the Everlasting Nation Gift Shop, which includes hundreds of specialty items from Israel, including jewelry, art, greeting cards, ties, music, and Jewish holiday supplies. Books and media resources are also available concerning Jewish and biblical studies. We invite you to visit the Everlasting Nation Museum whenever you are in the Chattanooga, Tennessee area. Admission is free, and you may walk through on your own or request a guide. We are open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. If you are coming, we do encourage you to call us ahead of time to reserve your visit to the museum. Let me also encourage churches, small groups, and even homeschool groups to come and experience this unique museum. I know it will be a blessing to you. You may contact us at 423-876-8150 or simply go online to our website at ibjm.org for more information. I know you will be blessed by your visit here. Our motto is simply, come and see, go and tell, and I hope to see you soon. Also, I did want to mention to you that IBJM hosts a special tour to Israel on a regular basis. Let the Bible come alive here on this trip of a lifetime. This would be a good opportunity for a church to send their pastor and his wife, or some of the church staff. And I know the church will be blessed as a whole in doing this. Now just contact us here for more information about that. And if you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150. Or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.